Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Saturday, December 21st, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 meter wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabweans living outside the country have dismissed as unworkable proposals by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa to issue diaspora bonds that will enable them to invest back home.
I doubt very much whether there will be any appetite for it, because remember, the whole issue in Zimbabwe is about the lack of credibility of the Zimbabwean government, and especially with the people in the diaspora, who for some reason or the other, and rightly so, believe that this government can't be trusted.
The state has set January 8, 2014 as the judgment day for a minister of religion who allegedly raped 7 members of his congregation.
The case of Pastor Gumbura is a disappointing case to the family of God, to the children of God. I think it's a simple fact that he is married to more than one wife actually puts a lot of questions as to whether he understands the word that he purposed to preach.
And the Islanders Football Club have extended coach Kelvin Kaindu's contract for another 2 years. Zimbabweans living outside the country have dismissed as unworkable proposals by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa to issue diaspora bonds that will enable them to invest back home. Some of the Zimbabweans tell Studio 7 that they are not interested in the diaspora bonds, which are contained in the nation's 2014 national budget presented by Chinamasa in Parliament on Thursday. They say their investments won't be protected by the ZANU-PF government that forced them to leave Zimbabwe due to the country's socio-economic and political crisis between 2000 and 2009. Most of them say they should be allowed to participate in Zimbabwe's elections before they think about investing back home. One of them is Bekitemba Mhlanga, who is also a political analyst based in London. He says Chinamasa's proposals are a non-starter.
The only issue about the bond that he's actually talking about, which in a sense will be a debt that the government will issue and then people in the diaspora will buy into and use that for investment purposes. I doubt very much whether there will be any appetite for it, because remember, the whole issue in Zimbabwe is about the lack of credibility of the Zimbabwean government, and especially with the people in the diaspora, who for some reason or the other, and rightly so, believe that this government can't be trusted and has not treated them fairly, and now wants them to invest in this particular bond when it won't even give them a right to vote.
So in this case, Mr. Mhlanga, are you saying that Chinamasa is just talking something that won't happen?
Look, as Tendai Biti put it, you know, this is just a big fat. The thing is, this bond has been floated before, the idea has been floated before. We know that Gideon Gono, Kasukuwe, Remzembe, and all of them have been out in the diaspora trying to encourage people to participate in all sorts of various government schemes. Who has not forgotten the housing scheme that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe tried to get on for the diaspora, but that didn't work very well. So I think there are structural market, business, commercial issues that the diaspora will find a bit difficult to swallow from Chinamasa and anyone else who will be trying to float this bond.
Let's get back to the indigenization issue. Will you personally be involved in such kind of schemes?
Well, I am certainly involved already. I think many Zimbabweans who are interested in indigenous schemes actually who live outside the country, they will tell that they are involved in their own ways in indigenization. They either have funded small capital to their cousins, to their friends, to their relatives to participate in these schemes. But they will be hesitant to say if an indigenization bond came up, which was to say to buy into Impala or platinum mines or such large-scale projects, because they will fear that these monies will be hijacked and abused to serve only the interests of the politically connected.
But ZANU-PF activist and political commentator Morris Ngwenya disagrees.
I need to remind the people in the diaspora that investing in Zimbabwe helps the economy of this country. In turn, their relatives back here home will benefit from a sound economy, which they contribute to. If you look carefully, all the countries that have expatriates or people outside their terrains, they are actually helped a lot by those people who plow back home whatever they earn outside the country. And the second thing is, all investments in this country are protected by the law. This proposal is being put across by Minister Chinamasa, who is only the Minister of Finance, but the laws and the constitution are protected by Minister Honorable Mnangagwa, who is the Minister of Justice. Therefore, there is no way they can expect that perhaps Minister Chinamasa can dupe them or do something like that. Besides, the Zimbabwean government is very safe in terms of keeping the laws, especially in terms of investment. We abide, the Zimbabwean government, especially the ZANU-PF government, abides by those laws.
And now in terms of being given the right to vote, can you say these demands are really valid?
Proposal can be made to the Minister of Justice, Comrade Mnangagwa, who is the custodian of the laws of this country.
That was Maurice Ngwenya, a ZANU-PF activist and political commentator based in Harare. People living outside the country remitted $1.6 billion between January and December and November this year, which is almost 36% of Zimbabwe's 2014 national budget. Mr. Chinamasa also proposed in his budget to set aside funds for pensions and outstanding allowances of former cabinet ministers and members of parliament. Most of them are currently struggling to make ends meet. Former Kariba MP Cleopas Machacha is one of them. He speaks to Studio 7 about this issue.
It's good if they are focusing and willing to pay us, because that would be good for us. At least we will be able to do something for our survival.
But do you think that the government is in a position to pay you pensions and perhaps those allowances that are actually outstanding?
Yeah, I think as per the promise of the minister, because last time they were saying they had no money to pay the former MPs. But after the outcome of the budget, we believe they are going to do so. And if they do so, it will be good for us and our families. At least we will be having maybe a start for our future life and our children.
That was former Kariba Member of Parliament Cleopas Machacha speaking with Studio 7 from Kariba, Mashonaland West.